I Am Brave, Preschool, Part 2. As soon as Max rolled out of bed, he picked up the small notebook Fireman Paul had given him. He read the Bible verse 3 times. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Then he put it in his pocket and went to school. When school let out, Max headed to the field to play frisbee with his friends. They decided to have a contest to see who could throw it the farthest. When Max's turn came, he whipped the frisbee as hard as he could. A gust of wind lifted the frisbee high into the air. Up and up it went, until finally it came to rest atop a tall pine tree. Max's friends cheered. "You won, Max! That was amazing!" They laughed and said, "Looks like you're going to be climbing." Max was very nervous. His hands began to sweat, and he stared up at the frisbee. When he wiped the sweat onto his pants, he felt the notebook in his pocket. He pulled it out and read the message from the fireman. He read it over and over. "Hurry up, Max!" yelled his friends. "We don't have forever." Max put the notebook in his pocket and reached for the first branch. He pulled himself up, then slowly reached for the second branch. One shaky step at a time, Max got closer to the frisbee, but every step got harder. He was almost to the top, but then he suddenly stopped. He was too scared to go any higher. He closed his eyes. What did Paul say? He thought hard. "I remember. I am brave. God is bigger than my fear. I am safe in his loving hands." Max forced himself upward, grasping tightly to the final branches until... "I got it," he said, smiling. Max tucked the frisbee inside his shirt, then slowly worked his way down. Finally, he reached the last branch, jumped to the ground, and rolled to his back. A rush came over him as he looked upward and exclaimed, "Yes, I did it!" He trotted back to his friends, thinking, "I am brave. I am brave."